Finally, who consumes the goods and services that are produced? Okay, politics is going to have a big play here in balancing out the field in regards to who actually in society gets the good stuff and who in society doesn't get the good stuff. Who gets to drive the Lexus and who's stuck in the 88 rusted out Chevy Beater? Who gets to go to the concert and who has to watch it on MTV? Who gets to eat a well-balanced diet and who is spending all their time at McDonald's because they can't afford anything else? Who goes to an Ivy League school and who ends up at MCC? I mean, how does society determine who gets and who doesn't get? Politics has a large role in this, particularly in a market economy. Let's first, however, look at the traditional economy. Who gets? The short answer, nobody. Everybody's struggling equally. You do have some people in a traditional economy that do get more at the top. But for the most part, it is about needs. And needs must be shared in order for the poor to survive. These third world countries, they do have wealthy individuals that are involved in the government and who oftentimes take advantage of their fellow citizens horribly and sell out corrupt governments to foreign first world countries. But a vast majority of the people are equally miserable, equally struggling, equally trying to get those needs met. So who gets the tiny pie, the cupcake? Who gets the cupcake? It's cut up equally for the most part. In a command economy, the dictatorship gets everything that it wants. Often the dictator will assert that the people are equal, that the people are free, that under him, everybody is the same and has equal rights. It's obviously not true, but it's in a statement that many dictatorships make. And so he will take 3/4 of that pie for himself, for his military, for those surrounding him in power that keep him in power, and then the rest is split up equally among the peasants. It's got to be enough to keep them miserable but not angry enough to sharpen pitchforks, soak torches, and march to the castle. In a market economy, it's based on how much money you have. It depends also on the safety nets in that country. So who gets to consume in the United States could be far different from who consumes in Denmark or who consumes in Germany. Because in Denmark and in Germany, social safety nets are such that taxing and politics balances out the playing field in regards to institutions like education and healthcare. In the United States, where there is more of a capitalist notion and less of a government intervention, the rich are rich and the poor are getting poorer. The middle class is being shrunk in the United States, and safety nets are not nearly as solid as they are in Europe or in Canada. Consequently, this who gets to consume is in flux in the United States and not changing for the better for lower or middle class Americans.